the Hot FM main news.
Welcome to the Hot FM news at 12 hours today, the 2nd of June 2025. It's currently 23 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. Sean Tembo calls for ZAF withdrawal from commercial ventures. APAC demands immediate release of ZAMSA audit report. And Indian man arrested for venomous vipers in bag at Mumbai airport.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. The Patriots for Economic Progress President and Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo has called on the Zambia Air Force to immediately withdraw from commercial ventures and refocus on its core mandate of defending the nation's airspace. Mr. Tembo has also urged ZAF to hand over its real estate operations to the National Housing Authority or the Industrial Development Corporation following the military's wing's controversial foray into the retail sector with the launch of ZAF-branded supermarkets and bakery products, including ZAF bread. He has also recommended that ZAF divest from its retail and bakery businesses by outsourcing them to private entities better suited for such commercial operations. In a statement, Mr. Tembo said the Zambia Air Force should not be experimenting with supermarkets and baking bread, emphasizing that its focus must remain on safeguarding the skies. He has warned that diverting military attention from its core defense responsibilities could compromise national security. Mr. Tembo has emphasized that global military trends, particularly lessons drawn from the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict, highlight the growing importance of air-based warfare, especially through the use of drones. The Zambia Council for Social Development has raised concern over recent remarks by Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Muetwa, who dismissed the civil society's opposition to Bill 7 as misplaced and unsubstantiated. ZCSD Board Chairperson Jacob Makombwe has clarified that civil society organizations are not against constitutional reform in principle, but are advocating for a process that is transparent, inclusive, and grounded in democratic values. He has emphasized that the concerns raised by civil society are not speculative, but are informed by Zambia's recent constitutional history, which has seen amendments with far-reaching consequences. Responding to the government's invitation for CSOs to submit alternative proposals to the draft bill, Mr. Makombwe has pointed out that many organizations have already contributed extensively through petitions, position papers, and recommendations submitted during previous constitutional review processes.
We note with concern the remarks made by Chief Government Spokesperson Honorable Cornelius Muetwa during his press briefing in Choma on the subject of Bill 7. As a civil society organization committed to promoting democratic governance, constitutionalism and citizen participation, we wish to respond as follows. On the assertion that opposition to Bill 7 by CSOs is misplaced, we respectfully disagree with the characterization of civil society's position as misplaced.
Meanwhile, Patriotic Front faction media director Edwin Lifekelo has appealed to all members of parliament, regardless of political affiliation, to reject Bill 7 in its current form, describing the proposed legislation as a threat to both the country's democracy and its struggling citizens.
We call upon members of parliament with influence, integrity, and a strong voice to stand up, not for party, not for political expedience, but for the people. Let your legacy be one of courage, not compliance. Your constituents did not elect you to be echo chambers of excessive ambition. They chose you to be defenders of justice, equity, economic dignity. Rejecting Bill 7 is not an act of rebellion. It is an act of leadership. PF Directorate Media stands with every member of parliament who chooses conscience over convenience and the people over politics.
Now, the Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center has called on the Office of the Auditor General to release the audit report on the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency to the public without further, citing the need for transparency and accountability. APAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma has questioned the motives behind the decision to withhold the report, asking who the Auditor General's office is protecting by not making the findings public. Mr. Ngoma has emphasized that as mandated by the Auditor General Act and the Access to Information Act, the Auditor General's office is legally obliged to release audit reports to the public. He has warned that withholding such critical information undermines the principles of good governance.
IPAC questions who the Auditor General's office is protecting by withholding the report from the public. In the interest of transparency and accountability, we demand that the audit report be released to the public without further delay. And we appeal to President Hakainde Hichilema to expedite the process of appointing of a substantive Auditor General to ensure that the office functions effectively and in accordance with its mandate. As a key stakeholder in promoting good governance and accountability, IPAC remains committed to advocating for transparency and the rule of law in Zambia. We believe that the audit report is crucial for fostering public trust and ensuring that government agencies are held accountable for their actions.
In more news this afternoon, the Agricultural Institute of Zambia has cautioned against over-celebrating the projected bumper harvest, noting that a significant portion of the maize is still in the field and remains vulnerable to post-harvest losses caused by poor drying, inadequate storage and inefficient transportation systems. This follows the release of the 2024 to 2025 crop forecast by the Minister of Agriculture, which projects a maize harvest of 3.65 million metric tons. AIZ President Professor Kabwanga Yambayamba has also raised concerns about the nature of the production increase, emphasizing that it is largely as the result of expanded land usage and increased farmer participation rather than improvements in yield. In light of these challenges, the Professor Yambayamba has called for a strategic shift in agricultural policy focused on technological adoption, mechanization and investment in farmer training. He has since called on stakeholders to prioritize long-term productivity and sustainability over short-term volume gains.
AIZ acknowledges this buffer as a positive outcome. However, a deeper look into the figures reveals the need to shift our focus from volume to efficiency, yield concerns and the productivity gap. The reported national average maize yield for the 2024-2025 season amongst small-scale farmers is 1.68 tons per hectare. This remains significantly below both regional and global averages, which stand at 2 to 2.5 tons per hectare and 5.6 tons per hectare, respectively.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Hollard Life Zambia Holdings Limited has officially completed the acquisition of Absa Life Zambia, securing 100% ownership of the company from Absa Group. Speaking during a press briefing, Hollard Life Zambia Holdings Limited Chief Executive Officer Paul Nkoma said the acquisition marks a significant milestone for the company and the insurance sector in the country. He has assured clients that Hollard Life will prioritize the timely processing of claims, which he described as critical to supporting national economic growth.
Today we celebrate the launch of the milestone for Zambia's insurance landscape, following the complete acquisition of Absa Life Zambia. Following this acquisition, over the coming months, Hollard and Absa Life will unify under one leadership team, prioritizing seamless integration and operational excellence, and an unwavering focus on customer satisfaction.
Meanwhile, Pensions and Insurance Authority Deputy Director of Insurance, Dr. Brian Machinshi, has confirmed that the acquisition met all regulatory requirements.
The Pension and Insurance Authority, our foremost responsibility is to ensure that satisfaction is afforded in principles of transparency, fair, as well as consumer protection. I am very pleased to report that this acquisition has met all the regulatory requirements, ensuring that policyholders continue to receive the highest standards of service without disruption. So this is the key. This acquisition did meet the requirements.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
To South Asia, authorities in India have arrested a man for trying to smuggle dozens of rare reptiles, including poisonous snakes, into the country. The Indian citizen who was returning from Thailand was stopped by customs officials at the airport in Mumbai city on Sunday. Officials said the reptiles, including 44 venomous vipers, were found concealed in the man's checked-in luggage.